farmlands that Granddad owned.
Uh-huh. But you don't know anything about his people?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm just... Well,
there is a member of the family, though, that's going into it in the same debt, to the same depth that I'm going in this, but that's his interest, and he's not interested in this thing at all.
With
me, it's the other way around. I could care less about... I know no mother and a new daddy.
Yeah, after all, those are the people that count.
That's
okay.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, I think... Well, I don't know. We've got a little bit more time. Yeah. Well, let's see now. Would you tell me...
Now, if I'm talking too long on these things...
No, this is fine. This is fine. You see, the more conversation, the better. So we'll just, you know, right. See how it goes, and then maybe really get together tomorrow afternoon if we can.
Well, okay, good.
Let's see. How old is your wife?
65. She's 4 years older than I.
Uh-huh. And,
for whatever it's worth, it may give you some insight into what I am. In May, I guess it was, of this year, she developed a little cough that bothered us, so I became deeply concerned and insisted on her going to the doctors, and they evidently suspected. So they had a series of x-rays made, and they found that she's in a terminal situation now. They won't say when, they just say that it's inevitable, because she has a cancer history.
Mm-hmm.
Four years ago, she had a massive tumor removed from this side of the face, and we thought, the surgeons thought then that they had managed to get all the cells, stray cells, out, but admitted the chance that they didn't. Then, 2 years ago, her eyesight became impaired, and the made x-rays and discovered a tumor right here that was inoperative. So they gave them 6,500 rankins of cobalt, and they shrunk it and arrested it enough that her eyesight was completely restored. It wasn't until this spring that she began having this other problem. So when the x-rays were made, they revealed that her entire lung is clouded, the rib cage is completely obscured, and she's just ancient on that.
Well, that's wonderful that you could be working on this book at home.
Well, that's what I told my brother, my study is much larger than this, and I have all my microfilms back to 1900 and some back to 1893 of the newspapers that had been published in the county since 1879, when the first one was published. There's been about 15 papers coming and going published here in the county. So I have my microfilms of all those, together with the bound file copies, because some of it I can go to a bound copy quicker than I can to the microfilm. So all of it stacked up in the room, and everything looks just about like this. And she stretches out on a big sofa in the study, and I have a stereo system, and we turn that on, and she loves to read, and her sister is librarian here at the regional library, so she keeps her furnished with all the books in the world she needs. So that's... As you say, it does, if there's anything good about this whole thing, it is that I've been able to stay all this time with
her.
Mm-hmm. Now, where were we?
I was asking you some questions about your wife. Is she a Baptist also?
She is a missionary Baptist.
Oh, she's a missionary Baptist. Uh-huh. Well, I already know what that is, so I want to ask you.
One thing about our church, the membership is that small that we can't support a full-time minister, so we just meet second Sunday in each month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the Missionary Baptist Church in Statesboro has services every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So I go to church here three times a month, or whenever she feels like it, and then she goes with me to the...
Well, that works out very nicely then.
Uh-huh. My church is about 3 miles, and it's on property that was given to the church my mother's father, who was one of the charter members of the church.
Well, then, was that part of that same tract of land?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
That is interesting.
Now, her father I mean, her grandfather is one of the real characters in this, probably one of the most famous of all characters. And I must tell you that he never had one day of schooling. He couldn't read nor write when he died, and he died at about 78 or 9. But people who knew him, and if computers had been in existence at the time, they would have told you, when you asked what sort of a mind he had, they would say a computer mind. He was probably the largest cotton buyer, dealer, and operator, and grower in all Southeast Georgia. Mm-hmm.